前書第一章 Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 1。我哋上个星期开始睇彼得前书，睇咗彼得嘅生平。Last week we started studying in the book of Peter and we looked at the life of Peter。咁我哋就睇咗第一节。今日咧我哋就会睇第二节。And this morning we'll be. Last week we just looked at verse 1 and this morning we'll be looking at verse 2。咁但系我哋想由第二节至到第五节读俾我哋一个上下离文上文下理but we'll read from verse 1 to 5 so that we get the context. 其实人生有好多嘅选择 ，you know life is full of choices. 我哋今朝起身，你都做咗好多嘅选择先嚟到呢度。And this morning when you woke up, you had a lot of choices before you came here. 你首先要选择起身。And at first you had to choose to wake up, right? 跟住你要決定呢即係食咩早餐 And then you had to choose what you're going to eat for breakfast 你選擇著咩衫 You had to choose what clothes you're going to put on 你都要選擇呢嚟唔嚟到教會 And then you had to choose whether or not they're going to come to church 那個人生是我們有這個好好的禮物我們有自由選擇權And you know, in our life, we've got this great gift from God that God's given us the freedom to choose. 你覺得係好唔好有呢個自由? Do you think it's good that you have that freedom? 今日呢，我哋喺呢度呢，即係呢個經文呢，我哋嘅主題，我哋叫照神嘅先見被揀選。And the title of our message this morning is Elect According to the Foreknowledge of God. 因為神都有佢嘅自由選擇權。Because God also has His freedom to choose. 咁所以我哋睇呢个第彼得前书第一章第一节至到第五节。So let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 1 to 5. 耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在那都本都加拉太加帕多加亚西亚比推尼寄居的 Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. 就是照父神的先见被拣选，藉着圣灵的圣洁，以致信服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所杀的人，愿因为平安多多的加给你们。Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in sanctification of the Spirit for the obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace be multiplied.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，藉耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
第四节，可以得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为我们存留在天上的基业。
To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
第五节，我们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
We are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last day.
我哋一齐低头祈祷。Let's pray. 天父，我哋感谢你。今日我哋喺呢度一齐睇呢个经文，知道你系俾我哋一个好大嘅礼物，系自由选择权。亦都知道主，你系拣选我哋做你嘅儿女，拣选我哋做你嘅子民。我哋献上感恩赞美，我哋多谢主，你咁伟大嘅爱，咁伟大嘅恩典系。让我们是经历到耶稣 你的救恩我们将以下的时间交在你手里面求主亲自带领让我们是明白清楚你今天跟我们所讲的说话奉耶稣名求 Amen As we look at this, we're going to be concentrating on verse 2 this morning.
第二節話就是照父神的先見被揀選
And in verse 2 it says, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father.
一個很簡短的一句說話,但是很有非常大的意思。
Now it's a very short sentence, but it has a very powerful meaning.
因為你是神所揀選,
because you are chosen by God.
你是神揀選你成為祂的兒女,
God has chosen you to be His children.
聖經在很多地方告訴我們神是揀選我們的,
and in the Bible in many places it tells us how God chooses His people.
我們就是神被揀選, 就是你一決定信耶穌的時候, 你就是成為神揀選的人。
And you know, when you chose to become a Christian, it's that God chose you.
可能你覺得是你選擇來這裡, 可能你覺得是你選擇神, 但其實是神揀選你的。
And maybe you think it's that you made a choice to believe, maybe you think that you made a choice to come here, but in reality, it's God who chose you.
是神主動找我們,不是我們主動找神。
And it's God who takes the initiative to find us. We don't take the initiative to look for God.
很多時候我們想拒絕神,很多時候我們想逃避神,
但是神主動找我們。 And so often we're running away from God, we're trying to escape from Him, but God keeps coming for us.
是不是?
所以是神主動找我們,是神揀選我們的。
And so it's God who's come to find us and come to choose us.
被神揀選作神的兒女是很奇妙的一件事。
You know, to be chosen to be a child of God, that's an amazing thing.
你可以成為神的兒女, 神是萬王之王萬主主主。
You can become a child of God, and that's an amazing thing because God is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
你成為神的兒女,你是有貴族的身份。
And when you become a child of God, you become like a king's princes and princesses.
我們人呢,就有權去揀選我們的朋友,是不是?
As people, you know, humans, we have the right to choose our friends.
我們會選擇呢,我們吃些什麼,或者穿些什麼,穿些什麼衣服,
and we make the choice of what we like to eat and what we want to wear each day.
神同樣呢,是有祂的選擇權, 神是選擇跟誰做朋友,
and God has the same choice. He has the right to choose who He wants to be friends with.
教育時代呢, 神是揀選以色列人,做祂的子民。
And in the Old Testament, we see that God chose the children of Israel, the nation of Israel, to be His children.
如果你看《生命記》第七章第六節,你會看到神揀選以色列。
And if you look in the book of Deuteronomy, or you don't have to turn to it, chapter 7, verse 6,
因為你歸耶和華你神為聖潔的民, for you are a holy people to the Lord your God.
耶和華你神從地上的萬民中揀選你得作自己的子民.
For the Lord has chosen you to be a people for Himself, a special treasure above all the peoples of the face of the earth.
所以神是揀選以色列人,是做祂的子民, 是一個特別的身份.
And so God chose the children of Israel to be His people, and that's a very special position that He gave them.
我看到這件事,覺得是沒理由的。
When I look at this, I say, this doesn't make any sense.
因為你看到以色列國呢, 在聖經裏面,一次又一次是拒絕神。
Because you look in the Bible, and time after time after time, Israel rebelled against God.
他是,我覺得以色列人跟我們沒有分別,
I think the children of Israel are no different than any of us.
他是不值得,不配得做神的子民,
they were not worthy, they didn't deserve to be the children of God.
其實有些人覺得可能神揀選中國更好。
Maybe you might think that it was better if God chose China to be His people.
All right? 即係佢唔係因為佢係配得嚟揀選，係因為神喜歡揀選佢就揀選。
It wasn't because they were worthy of being the children of God, but God chose them to be His children, to be His people.
同樣咧，神係揀選我哋成為神嘅子民。
And in the same way, God has chosen us to be His people.
如果你睇以弗所書第一章第四節，你會睇到。
And if you look at the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 4.
就与神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
He chose us in Him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love.
神是拣选你，是创世之前已经拣选你做神的子民。
And God chose you before He even created the world, that you would be the people of God.
哇，好奇妙啊。创造世界呢，这个世界已经有几千年历史。
The world already has a couple thousand years.
是不是？六千、七千、一万年的。
Biblical history, you know, 6,000 to 10,000 years of history, you know.
神当时已经是识我，已经拣选我。And God already knew me, already chose me at that time. 这个是很奇妙的一件事。Isn't that an amazing thing?
神拣选我哋，唔系我哋拣选神。God chose us, we didn't choose God.
耶稣自己讲啊，不是你们拣选我，系我拣选你。
Even Jesus said, He said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you."
神系主动，系去寻找我哋 ，and God took the initiative to come and seek us out to look for us.是耶稣拣选你，圣灵引导你去认识神，去得到神的恩典。
And so God chose you, the Holy Spirit led you, and then so that you could receive the grace of Jesus Christ.
我觉得这个是一个很奇妙的一个的事实。
I think it's just an amazing truth and a fact of life.
那可能我们就会问神点解要拣选人
？Maybe you ask, why does God want to choose people?
有一个字，有一个原因。
There's one word, one reason.
爱
，love.
神拣选，因为神爱世人。
God chooses because God loves.
神爱你 ，God loves you. 神系希创造世界，因为佢爱你。
God created the world because He loves you.
神系希望同你建立一个关系 ，and God wants to make a relationship with you. 神系因为爱，所以拣选我哋成为佢嘅儿女。
And because of God's love, He's chosen you that you can become His children.
神是希望将祂的爱和你分享
And God wants to share His love with you
祂想你经历祂的爱
He wants you to experience His love
那我后生的时候呢打球类我打球类不厉害
When I was a young boy, you know, playing sports you know, I'm not very good at ball games
所以我们是即是人家要选我那队是谁你那队是谁
And so they'd always choose, you know, who wants to be on their team
他们选人呢就是猜粉或者选这个选那个 you know, and say, I want this guy, I want that guy 他永远都是选我最后的
They always choose me last
因为我是打球不叻嘅
，because I don't know how to play sports very well。
咁我如果系即系拣咗，跟住你坐埋一边，人哋玩，你睇住人哋玩啊嘛。
You know the last guy that you know always sits on the bench, right? You know, so you just watch the other guys play。
我知道唔拣选嘅感觉系点样。I know what it's like not to be chosen。但系耶稣里边，耶稣拣选我哋。
But Jesus has chosen us。
呢个系一个好兴奋嘅、好开心嘅一件事。神因为爱你就拣选你
God because He loves you He's chosen you
约翰一书三章第一节我好喜欢这个经文
And 1 John chapter 3 verse 1 is one of my favorite verses
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know him.
弟兄姊妹，我们被拣选成为神的儿女。We were chosen to become the children of God. 神将祂的爱给我们的，and God through that has given us his love.
成为神的儿女就是很奇妙。如果皇帝呢，就是谁可以做皇帝的儿女？
Now if you have a king, who can be the children of the king?
是皇帝自己生出来的，是不是？
It's the children that he and his wife have give birth to, his birth children.
但是神呢，是得一个仔。
But our father in heaven only has one son,
是耶稣基督。耶稣基督为我们死，
and Jesus died on the cross for us.
但是圣经说，我们信耶稣，我们成为神的儿女。
But the Bible says that as we believe in Jesus Christ, we become the children of God.
因为凡接待他的，有权柄成为神的儿女。
Because all who receive him, to them have the authority to become the children of God.
所以我们是成为神的儿女，是神是收养你做王族的身份。
And so God is, adopts you into his family and gives you the right of sons and daughters in his kingdom.
那如果你即是被收养做王族的身份，这个是很高贵的身份。
And if you are adopted into royalty and you receive royalty as a children, that is a great honor.
但你知不知道神拣选什么人？
But you know who God chooses?
你知不知道神 是拣选怎样的人？
And you know what kind of people God chooses?
你打开看《哥林多前书》第一章。
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
如果我揀一些人要做我的王族的身份仔女呢，我一定揀一些很叻的、很聪明的、很有强项的。
If I was to choose some people to be adopted into my family to be royalty in my kingdom, I'm going to choose those that are great, those who have talent, those who are, you know, really have a lot of ability.
你睇下神拣选啲咩人做佢嘅儿女。
Look at who God has chosen to be His children。
哥林多前书第二章由24节读到27节。
And I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 24 to verse 27。
但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希列人，基督总为神的权能、能力。神的智慧。
But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God.
因神的预决总被人智慧，神的软弱总被人强壮。
Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men.
弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的，按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。
For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called.
神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。
But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty.
那可能你看这个，你觉得，哎呀，牧师，我不喜欢听啊，我不是愚蠢的。
Maybe you listen to this, you say, Pastor, I don't want to hear that, I'm not a foolish guy.
但是事实上，神拣选，我们不是有聪明智慧，不是有强项的。
But in reality, God has not chosen the wise and those with great talents.
神是拣选我们是软弱的，有问题。
But God has chosen those who are weak and have problems.
神是拣选你和我。God has chosen you and me. 成为神被拣选的人可能有一个条件，就要成为是要承认自己是软弱谦卑。And maybe to become one of the chosen, there's a requirement that you must realize that you are nothing in Christ, so you need to humble yourself before God.
因为当我们觉得自己是很高高在上，我们不需要神。
Because when we think we're so great and high and mighty in ourselves, we don't need God.
但当你是谦卑承认自己是很多不足的时候，是那个时候神可以拣选你。
But when you come humbly before God and you realize that you're nothing in yourself, that's when God can choose you and God can find you.
神不是拣选聪明，不是拣选有才干。神不是看外表来拣选。
God doesn't choose us because of our wisdom or our abilities. God doesn't choose according to outward appearance.
神不是因为你的技巧或者是你任何一样可以做得到。
And God doesn't choose you because of some skill or anything that you can do.
神拣选因为他爱。
God chooses because he loves.
神拣选他想拯救的人。
And God chooses those he wants to save.
神拣选那些愿意接受神的拯救。
And God chooses those who are willing to receive his salvation.
我们看到神的拣选，就要看到一样东西，就是这个第二节讲。
As we look at God's choosing and his election, we have to look at what it says here in verse 2.
神怎样，或者怎样去拣选人？
How does God choose?
神有没有一个的准则，有没有一个的条件来拣选。
Does God have any requirement or any basis for making his choice?
第二节呢，就似乎给一个准则我们。
And in verse 2, there seems to be some sort of reason for how God chooses.
你看回呢，第二节呢，彼得前书第一章第二节， look back at 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 2。
就是照父神的先见被拣选 elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father.
那似乎这个有个准则称为先见。
It seems like there is some basis for God choosing, and here it says the foreknowledge of God.
神有预知感， 神has, he knows the future. 你知道我们的神是什么都知道。
Do you know that God knows all things?
在神里面他什么都知道的。
God is all-knowing, omniscient.
无所不知，我们相信一个无所不知的神。
We believe in a God who knows all things.
神是知道过去、现在和将来。
God knows the past, present and the future.
在神里面呢，这些有些我今天讲比平时比个神学化。
Today I'm giving a message, it's a little bit more theological than usual.
但是神在他里面呢，这件事呢，你试试回去想一下，你的脑没可能接受得到的。
Think of this, your brain cannot contain this, you can go home and try and think and dwell on this.
在神里面的现在已经在神的永恒里面有我们的过去、现在和将来。
In the eternal now of God, He has at the same time our past, present and future in His eternal now.
神是在神里面是没有时间观点。
In God there is no time reference.
时间是神创造。
Time was created by God.
神是创造时间是给我们的。
God created time for us.
当神创造的时候，他创造了时间。
When God created, he created time.
圣经说神是由永远到永远。
The Bible says that God is from eternity to eternity.
神是没开始，也都没结束。
God has no beginning and God has no end.
那你试试用你的智慧想这件事。
Think about that with your own brain. 你可唔可以谂到一样嘢系冇开始冇结束咧
？Can you think of anything that you know of that has no beginning and no end？
我哋冇办法想象到咩叫永恒嘅。
We cannot comprehend what it means to be eternal。
神系创造时间、空间。摆我哋喺里边，但系神喺时间空间出边。
God created the time space continuum, but He's outside of the time space continuum.
所以神系冇受时间嘅控制、限制。
So God is not controlled or regulated by time.
所以神睇到我哋人类历史过去、现在、将来，全部系。
And so God looks at our past, present, and future, and He sees it all as the eternal now.
所以神创造之前已经知道今日你坐喺度
And so even before God created, He already knew that you'd be sitting here today.
神知道嘅 God knew.
我哋老冇办法理解
In our brain, we can't comprehend this. It's too.It's beyond us.
神的拣选是按照神的预知的。
And so God created according to His foreknowledge.
预知就有什么意思？先见，从神的角度预知是怎样。
And so what does it mean to have foreknowledge from God's perspective? What does that mean?
那有三个主要的解释讲到预先见。
There are three basic explanations for what it means to have foreknowledge.
第一个解释呢就好像一个数学家用计算逻辑即是计算的结果。
And the first explanation would be like for a mathematician as he can use mathematics to come to a result.
例如睇太阳系月亮地球太阳就可以计算到呢几时有个日食月食
And so like a mathematician can look at the stars, the sun, the moon, the earth, and they can calculate when we will have an eclipse.
他可以是知道预知知道因为他计算
And they can calculate it because they can figure it out by mathematics when an eclipse will be.
他计算不是产生的月食但他是预知的
So their calculations don't cause the eclipse,But they know that it's going to happen.
这个是一种的预知感是不是我都可以知道今晚我告诉你八点左右就天黑了。
And I can tell you, I know for sure that tonight around 8 o'clock it's going to get dark.
我都可以有预知感我计算听朝五点零钟就会天光的。
And I can tell you tomorrow morning at about 5:30 it's going to get light again.
咁呢個唔係啲乜嘢特殊嘅能力我諗你都識嘅。
I don't have any great powers of deduction. I'm sure you can figure that out yourself.
第二種嘅預知感嘅，就係神特別先有。
The second time of foreknowledge, explanation for foreknowledge, only God has.
就係神安排、神預定、神計劃就要做。
And that explanation is that God predestined, God prepared, God planned it, He put it in place.
即例如神创造之前已经是安排预定了耶稣基督要来为我们死。
And you could say like, for example, before God created the heavens and the earth, God predestined, He planned that Jesus Christ would come to this earth to die on the cross for you.
耶稣有没有神有没有安排计划这件事
Did God plan? Did he arrange that?
有神有没有计划有没有安排耶稣要第日回来的再次审判世界
And has God planned and arranged that Jesus is going to come back and judge the earth?
有
Yes
所以这个是另一种的预知感的预定安排
And that's another form of a foreknowledge ofPredestined, foreknowing, and foresight, and understanding, and putting into place. An appointment.
有第三种的。第三种的解释就是因为神是过去、现在、将来全部都是看到神好像现在。
The third type of foreknowledge that some people explain is because God sees the past, present, and future all in the current eternal now. 神是一早看到会发生什么事，因为一早看到发生什么事就拣选是愿意接受相信他的人。 And that because God has already seen and foreseen who, what is going to happen, who is going to believe, that God chose those who would respond to his love, and he chose those that he would believe in him.
那这个就好像呢，如果昨晚不知道有没有的，不过当是啦。 I don't know if there was a last night or not, but let's just assume that there was. 昨晚有很多人喜欢看足球嘛。Maybe, you know, lots of you like to watch football games, you know. 澳洲比赛呢，就昨晚通宵就要看。And then last night, you know, up all night watching the football match, a soccer match. 但是我就没看，今天翻早，翻播。
I don't watch football at night because I had to preach this morning, so this afternoon they're going to show it again.
咁我同你一齐睇，你就一路睇紧，哇，准备啊，呢个球好正啊，佢入波好劲嘅。
And then as we're watching, you know, you say, get ready, be prepared, he's going to make a score here, it's really awesome, you know.
哇，你点知嘅？
I said, how do you know?
因为我昨晚睇咗嘛。
I said, how? Because I watched it last night, so I know.
哇，唔好话我听边个赢，唔好话我听。
And then you already know who won, and I said, don't tell me who won, you know.
神是不是现在翻看已经一早知道的事？
Is God watching what he already knows has happened?
他翻看不等于他可以影响就我们什么抉择。
And watching it is not going to make, have any influence on how the course of action takes.
但因为他已经知道哪个入波，如果你已经知道哪个入波，你会是支持哪一个球队。
If you already know who's going to win and who gets the goals, who are you going to stand and root for?
有人喜欢为那些输那些人是打气，不过一般就是为了赢那队，是吧？
Some people like to root for the underdogs, but most of us, you know, will root for the guys that win, right?
神已经知道哪个就会信他，他有支持就是预定安排，愿意接受耶稣，他拣选了他咯。
And so some people say that because, you know, God already knows what's going to happen. He knows who's going to respond to his love. He has chosen those who make a choice to respond to his love.
那这三个的解释，哪一个是真的，我们要上到天堂才知道。
You know, in these three explanations, you know, which one is the right one? We'll find out when we get to heaven.
因为很多人在花很多时间在争拗这些东西。
You know, there are a lot of people that waste so much time just arguing over all this stuff.
我们上到天堂，我们就会知道神的先见和拣选有没有关系呢？
Does God's foreknowledge have any impact or relationship to his choosing, to his election?
在基督里面呢，这个争论就是影响到教会和教会之间有很多问题。
In the Church of Christ today, there are not so many splits in the body of Christ over this very issue. Is there a relationship between the foreknowledge and how God chooses?
在过去教会历史也都有很多的战争是为了这样的。
And in the past, in the history of the Church, there have even been wars fought over this.
为什么有报道会、传道卫理会、长老会、浸信会？
Why are there churches like the Evangelical Free, the Methodist Wesleyans, or the Presbyterians, or the Baptists?
很多的原因就是为了这个原因就分裂，就是没办法认同对方。
And so often it's because of issues like this that they cannot come to agreement on with each other.
我们相信神呢有选择，但是他都是有绝对主权。
We believe that God can choose, but he also has he is sovereign. He is totally sovereign.
有人说呢，神拣选呢，就是因为神是绝对主权呢，他的拣选呢，就是他自己拣选，他喜欢拣选。
And so some people say God chooses because he's sovereign, he just chooses who he wants to choose, he's just sovereign. 佢话如果神咧拣选一啲，因为基于佢就系知道佢会相信神嘅，佢话神嘅主权就系受限制于人嘅自由选择，所以咁样系剥削神嘅主权，系咪好复杂啊？And so some people say that, you know, God, if he chooses because based on he know, foreknowledge of knowing who will believe in him or who will not, then his sovereignty is then put under submission to the free will of man, and therefore God is no longer sovereign, and so therefore God cannot do that. So it's kind of complicated, right? 神是没受任何限制，神是绝对有主权，但是神是给人有自由选择。Yeah, I believe that God is totally sovereign, but God has also given us all a free will. 我们有自由选择，可以选择我们信定不信。I think that we all have a free will, and God has given us that ability. We can choose whether we want to believe in God or not. 想你认识一下一个嘅好大嘅争拗喺基督教里边。I want you to know that there's a big debate in the Church of Christ over this issue. 但系好多嘅神学家，好多嘅人就会讲，即系嚟到一个嘅事实。圣经教导有主权，神系绝对主权，亦都教导人有自由选择。两样嘢好似有啲矛盾，但系两样圣经都教。And you know, some teachers of the Bible, they come to this place where they say, okay, the Bible teaches that God is sovereign, that he is totally sovereign. The Bible also teaches that man has a free will and can have a choice. These two are both taught in the Bible. They both seem to be at opposites, and yet they both are true. 两个好似矛盾，但两个都是事实，应该怎么做？ And so with both seem to be true and yet seem to be opposite, what do we do? 我就要来到一个接受一个事实，说我没有办法解释，没有办法理解，只是两样都接受，交回在神的手里面。 We have to come to a point where we say, I can't explain it, I don't understand it, but all I know is that both are true, and so I accept it. 跟着上到天堂的时候，有一天会知道。 And then when I get to heaven, I will know. 是吧？即是如果我们为这些事在争拗，即是破裂大家在主里面。 And if you just come and argue over these issues, then you just cause division in the body of Christ. 那有是关于这个有另一个问题，就是自由意志。 And about this, there's this whole issue about having the free will, man's free will. 是神拣选你，但你有自由意志选择神。 So God choose you, or do you have the free will to choose God?是神引导我们，是圣灵吸引我们，但最后那个抉择是谁的？ The Holy Spirit is leading you to Christ, and God is drawing you to him, but whose decision is it ultimately to choose to believe in Jesus? 神不会强迫任何人去信他。 God will not force anybody to believe in him. 自由意志跟爱很有关系。 You know,free will and love are very much connected. 因为如果要有真爱，一定要有自由选择。 Because to have true love, you must have free choice. 如果你没选择，就是没爱。 If you don't have a choice, then there's no love. 神绝对不会强迫一个人爱他。 God will never force anybody to love him.神亦都唔会拒绝任何人。如果你要爱神，神唔会拒绝你爱佢。And God will not reject anybody who loves God. 所以如果你系要选择信耶稣，但唔信耶稣，呢个要你自己主动选择神，系你嘅决定。And so if you're going to choose to believe or not believe, God has to give you that free choice of your own free will. 如果神系强迫你信神，呢个就唔系爱。我们的神是爱，他不会强迫人。 And if God is going to force you to love him, then that is not love, and God does not force people to love him. 因为神的本质是爱， because God is love. Love, 爱呢就一定要自由自发，不可以强制。 And love in its essence needs to be of the free will. It cannot be forced. So God cannot force us to love Him.
那你爱神，因为神预知知道你会回应祂的爱，所以神拣选你，引导你，因为神知道你有这个选择权。
And so do you love God because God knew in before the foundations of the earth that you'd respond to His love, and so God called you and He's leading you so that you would respond to His love?
I want to tell you a truth. God created you, but He did not create you to be a robot.
機械人是沒有選擇,
robots have no choice.
我們有選擇,
we have a choice.
你看到亞當吃禁果的時候, 有沒有人強迫亞當吃禁果?
When Adam took of the forbidden fruit, did anybody force him to do that, or did he do it on his own?
有没有一个先后果，即系影响到亚当一定要食禁果？
Was there any cause and effect relationship that caused Adam to want to take that fruit?
神叫他唔好食。
God told him, "Don't eat of the fruit of good and evil."
但系佢自己唔听话，佢自己攞嚟食。
But he didn't listen to God. He took and ate.
系佢运用佢嘅自由意志。
And he exercised his free will.
当他吃了的时候, 他成为一个有罪的人。
And after he ate of the fruit, he became a sinner.
你和我一样有神给我们的礼物, 是自由意志。
And you and I have that same gift that God gave us, and that is the gift of a free will.
你有选择,
you have a choice.
亚当选择他要承担后果。
After Adam made his choice, he was responsible for his choice.
你选择你都要承担后果。
And as you make a choice, you have to take responsibility for your choice.
你信神还是不信神?
Do you believe or do you not believe?
是你的选择。
It's your choice.
有些派别呢, 他就说, 人是没有选择，因为人是绝对败坏。
There are some that say that man has no choice because he's totally deprived.
选择权都没有，一定要神帮你拣。
And that you don't even have a choice because God needs to choose for you.
他亦都说，耶稣死只是为了被拣选的人死。
And there's even an extreme position that said Jesus only died for the chosen.
你说耶稣是不是为了被拣选的人死，还是为了世人死？
Do you think that Jesus died for the chosen, or Jesus died for the world?
很有分别。圣经告诉我们，我想读几个经文给你知。There's
a, the Bible tells us the answer, and I want to read these few verses for you.
第一，耶稣讲明，
被召的人多，选上的人少。 For many are called, but few are chosen.
被召的人多，选上的人少。
Many are called, but few are chosen.
有一些的经文，我称为凡愿意相信的经文。
There are some verses I want to read to you that are called the whosoever would believe verses. Okay?
我们看马可福音第8章34节。
Look at the Gospel of Mark chapter 8 verse 34.
马可福音第8章34节。 于是叫众人往门徒来对他们说，若有人要跟从我， 就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
When he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, "Whosoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me."
耶稣叫众人，若有人要跟从我。
Jesus called to the people and said, "Whosoever."
呢个系一个好普及嘅向所有人一个嘅邀请。
This is an invitation to everybody. 耶稣冇话系被选召嘅人若要跟从我。
Jesus didn't say to the elect, "If you want to follow me."
耶稣话凡若有人要跟从我。
Jesus said, "Whosoever desires to follow me."
马太福音第七章廿四节。
Look at Matthew chapter 7 verse 24.
所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will like him unto a wise man who built his house on a rock.
又是讲凡听见 whoever hears.
这个又是普及的呼召。
This is another invitation to everybody.
如果你听到你行，你就得。
If you hear, if you do it, then you're okay.
马太福音十章三十二节
，Gospel of Matthew chapter 10 verse 32.
犯罪人面前认我的，我在天上的父面前也必认他。
Therefore, whoever confesses me before men.Him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven.
一样又是犯罪我面，是吧？
Whoever, another whoever.
马太福音十六章廿五节
Matthew chapter 16 verse 25.
因为凡要救自己的生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it.
凡就所有
whoever is everybody
这个耶稣是被公开一个邀请所有人听到 是可以被宣召的
我想大家都识的所有基督徒识背这个经文你都知道怎么讲
I think every Christian knows how to memorize and recite this verse
约翰福音三章十六节
John 3:16
神爱咩人
For God so loved who?
冇话神爱被拣选的人
It doesn't say God loved the chosen
神爱世人
God loved the world
包括所有人
It includes everybody
甚至将他的独生子赐给
That he gave his only begotten son to who?
Whoever
给他们，他们就是世人，是所有人。
And that he gave his only begotten son to whoever believes. That's everybody in the world.
叫一切信他的
whoever believes in him,
不至灭亡，反得永生
shall not perish but have everlasting life.
所有的人可以相信可以来到耶稣那里耶稣给我们一个公开的邀请
Everybody can come to Jesus
Jesus has given us an open invitation
耶稣为众人死耶稣为世人死
Jesus died for the world He died for everybody in the world
任何人有听到这个呼召就可以回应神的呼召就可以相信耶稣
Anybody who hears that invitation and responds to Jesus Christ can come
如果你回应神的呼召你就是得救
And if you respond to the invitation then you are saved
如果你是回应神的邀请你得救你就是被选召的
And if you respond to the invitation and you are saved, then you are chosen.
有人这样解释，去到天堂的门口，个门口上面写着个标志。
Somebody has explained it this way, that on the road to heaven, there's a banner over the gateway to heaven.
在我们这边写着，凡愿意相信，请进。
And on this side it says, For whosoever is willing to believe, please enter.
Many are called.
当你行入去呢个门口嘅时候，望翻转头望上去，你见到啲乜嘢
？And once you enter through that gate of heaven, you look up and you turn around. What does it say on the backside？
后背带写住被拣选的人。
And on the back it says chosen of God。
如果你愿意进入呢个门口，你系愿意相信，你行咗入去之后，你发现到。你被拣选。
And if you're willing to walk in the door and you're willing to believe, once you walk through the door and you look back up, you say, I'm chosen of God.
我好喜欢一个经文在旧约圣经以赛亚书55章第一节。
I love this verse in Isaiah chapter 55 verse 1.
他说，我们一切干渴的都当就近水来，没有银钱的也可以来。你们都来吃了买了吃，不用银钱，不用价值，也来买酒和奶。
Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk with money without price.
这个是一个公开的邀请，你颈渴吗？你来啊！
It's an open invitation. Are you thirsty? Come.
神叫你来，他会满足你的颈渴。
Jesus says, come, I will satisfy your thirst.
我听你说，牧师，这个教育圣经是对以色列人，是对我们现在没关系。
Maybe you say, oh, pastor, that's the Old Testament, that's for the Jews, it doesn't relate to us.
好，你看约翰福音第七章，耶稣怎么说？
Look in the book of the Gospel of John, chapter 7, what did Jesus say?
约翰福音第七章三十七节
，and in chapter 7 verse 37，
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：人渴，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
On the last day of the great feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink."
No, she's messing with it. 不准搞个冷气，不好意思。如果你冻，自己着多件衫啊，唔好搞，因为会搞到我哋大家呼吸唔到空气。要啊
，and please don't mess with the air conditioners in the sanctuary. Let our ushers handle that and regulate it. Because if you're cold, just bring a jacket, please.
耶稣公开说你渴了来喝。
Jesus, an open invitation. Are you thirsty? Come and drink.
耶稣多次又多次，烦恼负担重担的人可以来。
Jesus, are you labor and heavy laden? Come unto me. I will give you rest.
耶稣多次多次欢迎我们来他那里。
Jesus has called us time and time and time again.
耶稣是为众人而死。
Jesus died for all men.
耶稣的宝血是可以宽恕赦免所有人的罪。
The blood of Christ can cleanse everybody from sin.
只要你愿意相信，
all that takes is for you to be willing to believe.
如果你愿意相信，
if you are willing to believe,
你就可以得救。
If...You can be saved if you're willing to believe.
你今天有没有爱神？
Do you believe in God today? Do you love God?
你有没有渴望神？
Do you have a desire for God today?
如果是神是拣选你。
If you do, then God has chosen you.
如果你是相信耶稣，你是神所拣选。
If you believe in Jesus this morning, you are chosen of God.
如果你未相信，但你话我相信，但我唔知神拣选我。
If you don't believe in Jesus, but you say I want to believe, but I don't know if God's chosen me,
应该点做啊
？What do you need to do?
决定信耶稣。
Choose to believe in Jesus.
当你决定信耶稣，神就拣选你。
Once you've chosen to believe in Jesus, then you know that you are the chosen of God.
是这么简单。耶稣为我们死在十字架上，流出他的宝血。Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He poured out his blood for us. 耶稣的宝血是足够去赦免所有人的罪。And the blood of Christ is enough to cleanse everybody from sin. 可惜不是所有人会相信。Unfortunately, not everybody believes. 但如果你愿意，你可以肯定你是神拣选的。But if you are willing to believe, then you can be sure that you are called, elected, chosen by God. 如果你是神所拣选的，你是有永生的。And if you are the chosen of God, you have eternal life. 如果你是神拣选的，你要过一个圣洁的生活。And if you are chosen by God, you need to live and walk in holiness.